This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
During this campaign season, will voters settle for generalities or will they demand specifics? We'll find that out in 7 weeks. Politicians are known for speaking in vague platitudes, but generally they are forced to give more specific answers when asked by voters or the media. Because this commentary is heard nationally, I will focus on presidential candidates, though I could use the state and local elections to illustrate my point as well. Kamala Harris talks in generalities. She says, "In our nation, I think people are ready to turn the page," or "One of the highest priorities is to do what we can to support and strengthen the middle class," or "We need a new way forward." Each time she uses one of these catchphrases and filler words, I want to ask, how do you plan to do this? There are some specifics, like a proposed tax on long-term capital, a tax on unrealized capital gains for taxpayers with high net worth, but specifics are rarely mentioned. Instead, phrases about hope, optimism, and a way forward are used frequently. By contrast, you have speeches and interviews with Donald Trump where he proposes an extension of his previous tax rates and a targeted tax cut. He wants to establish a government efficiency commission. This time he proposes removing 10 regulations for every one regulation. One of the biggest criticisms at the Democratic Convention was Project 2025, which is full of specific recommendations. The Trump administration may not implement many of them, and you may not like some of them, but the 900-page document is detailed and specific. This election will determine if voters settled for generalities or demanded specifics. American voters deserve more than vague platitudes and campaign slogans. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view of patriot preachers, go to viewpoints.info/patriotpreachers. Viewpoints.info/patriotpreachers.